This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 150, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, this is the Roots Rock Radio Show number 150. This is your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. My name is Richard Taylor, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. So staying in air conditioning is my main goal for the summer of 2011. It's been quite a scorcher here on the east coast of the good old USA. I do hope you're enjoying your summer so far, however that might be, whether it's swimming or barbecues, hiking, going to the mountains, getting away from it all. I've been catching up on a lot of outside yard work and just work around the Roots Rock Radio headquarters. I have been enjoying the modern comfort of air conditioning, both in my Chevy S10 and in the studio and at work. So the big man is no longer with us. Bruce Springsteen's legendary sax man, Clarence Clemons, had surgery to correct carpal tunnel issues in his hands a week before he died, according to his widow, Victoria. She said he was a peaceful, loving man who brought her 4 years of joy. She said Clarence feared his days of playing the saxophone were numbered after he suffered numbness in his fingers. Shortly before he had his stroke, he lost sensation in his index finger and his thumb. He had carpal tunnel surgery performed. She said that Clarence spent the last week of his life cooking, going out to dinner, and watching movies. I hope that you're having a glorious journey, big man. So the 27 Club has got a new member. The impetus for the club's creation were the deaths of Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison. Kurt Cobain was added in 1994. Other members of this infamous club were Robert Johnson, the blues man who wrote the famous Crossroads, Pete Ham from Badfinger, the bassist from the original Stooges, Dave Alexander, Alan Wilson, the leader of Canned Heat, and the newest member, Amy Jade Winehouse. She died at the age of 27 on July the 23rd. At her home in London. Police have said that the cause of her death was as yet unexplained. After 4 years of work, Martin Scorsese is looking forward to sharing his long-awaited documentary on the life of George Harrison. George Harrison, Living in the Material World, will debut on HBO in two parts in October. He assembled in-depth interviews with those who knew Harrison, including his wife Olivia, Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Yoko Ono, Tom Petty, Terry Gilliam, and more. His wife gave him access to never-before-seen home movies and some photographs. I'll look forward to seeing that in October. First up, on the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 150, from the city of brotherly love, the Jukebox Zeros. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
Body counts high, the action is low. Sitting in neutral with no face. seem to learn to dance. Book smart seem to done pass me by. I need an end to these thousand days of rain so I can get on. My job don't pay. Place looks like it's been blown away. And I've been walking since a piece of junk broke down. I need an end to these thousand days of rain so I can get on my feet again. Well, I don't place no bets no more. I lost too many sure things. She said she'll call me on the phone, but you know that phone never ever rains. It looks like the power went out again. I don't think this rain is ever gonna end. And the boss man says he's tired of the attitude. I need an end to these thousand days of rain so I can get on my feet again. He's tired of the attitude. I need an end to these thousand days of rain. I need an end to these thousand days of rain. I need an end to these thousand days of rain so I can get on my feet. Get on my feet. Get on my feet. Get on my feet again.
Just heard My Goodness. We heard their tune, Better Call Your Mother. On the web, myspace.com, My Goodness Loves You. Before that, we heard JJ and the Real Jerks. We heard their tune, Short Term Memory Lane. On the web, myspace.com, JJ and the Jerks. Before that, we heard Low Watt Radio. We heard their tune, Thousand Days of Rain. On the web, myspace.com, Low Watt Radio. And opening the set, we heard the Jukebox Zeros from Philadelphia with their tune, City of Brother and Loathe. On the web, jukeboxzeros.com. Some listener email from listener John. I just discovered your podcast. I don't know where I've been for the last 5 years. It almost makes me want to get my Telecaster back out of the closet. In any event, I really enjoyed it. Thanks for your email, John. I appreciate it. Another listener email. Richard, with the post office box rent due in August, I think I remembered today to donate to help you keep the best source for new rock and roll available to your fans. I've bought or downloaded several bands I've heard on your show. As an event producer, I have even had the opportunity to book a band I found through Roots Rock Radio podcast. Listening to show 142 now, as I somehow never got to it last year. Thanks so much. Looking forward to 150. That was from Reynolds. Well, Reynolds, I want to thank you very much for your donation to help with the Roots Rock Radio P.O. Box. It is indeed due in August, and I hope you enjoy this show 150. Your donation will take care of a big chunk of that. Thank you very much. So Rolling Stone has a list out, one of their many. This one is the top 500 songs of all time. We're going to highlight a few in the top 10. Some of them might surprise you. Number 8, the Beatles' biggest U.S. single, 9 weeks at number 1, was also their longest at 7 minutes and 11 seconds. During the recording sessions, producer George Martin objected to the length, claiming DJs would not play the song. "They will if it's us," John Lennon shot back. Paul McCartney wrote Hey Jude in June 1968, singing it to himself on his way to visit Lennon's soon-to-be ex-wife, Cynthia, and their son, Julian. The opening lines were, McCartney once said, a hopeful message for Julian. "Come on, man, your parents got divorced. I know you're not happy, but you'll be okay." McCartney changed Jules to Jude, a name inspired by Judd from the musical Oklahoma, and presented a demo tape to Lennon, who loved the song. He also thought McCartney was singing it to him about his relationship with Yoko Ono and the strains on the Lennon-McCartney partnership. But his self-centered reading underscored the universal comfort in McCartney's lyrics. Hey Jude, number 8 in the top 500. Coming in at number 7 on the top 500 greatest songs of all time according to Rolling Stone, Johnny B. Goode. It was the first rock and roll hit about rock and roll stardom. Johnny B. Goode is based in fact. The title character is Chuck Berry himself, more or less, as he told Rolling Stone in 1972. The original words were, "That little color boy could play." He said he changed it to "country boy," or else it wouldn't get on the radio. In 1955, Chuck was working as a beautician in St. Louis when he met Chess Records' biggest star, Muddy Waters. He sent him to the label's co-founder, Leonard Chess. By 58, Chuck Berry was rock and roll's most consistent hitmaker after Elvis Presley. Though unlike Presley, Berry wrote his own songs. Presley once confessed, "I wish I could express my feelings the way Chuck Berry does." Johnny B. Goode is the supreme example of Berry's poetry in motion. Chuck Berry, Rolling Stones, number 7. Next up, Mr. Graham Brown. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Your throat. Sick and tired of your sour smoke. Time flits by like a speeding train. So much dismissed by being the same. Nobody knows, nobody says.
nobody wants, nobody does. Bust your head, bust your throat. Sick and tired of your shitty dough.
Hinges sing, and when I see her lights go on, That's when my heart drops to the floor. I got a bad case of passion for the girl next door. Desperate just to have her near, asked her at the dinner, peeled the label off my beard, sweating like a monsoon, wondering how to win her love. Why must she be such a beauty, and why must I be such a bore? I got a bad case of passion for the girl next door. She said she hates boyfriends, but even though I know the score, I got a bad case of passion for the girl next door. I go outside my room as little as I can. I'm so afraid I'll see her with another man. I'm gonna move back to the jungle, 'cause I can't function here no more. I got a bad case of passion for the girl next door. I just renewed my lease this morning. Another year I can't afford. I got a bad case of passion for the girl next door.
Shout it every day.
We just heard the Doughboys. We heard their tune, Queen City. On the web, thedoughboysnj.com. Before that, we heard Neil Getz. We heard his tune, Bad Case of Passion. On the web, neilgetz, G-E-T-Z.com. Before that, we heard Hokey Joint. We heard their tune, Force of Habit. On the web, hokeyjoint.co.uk. H-O-K-I-E. And opening this last set, we heard Graham Brown Band. We heard their tune, Bust Your Lip. On the web, myspace.com, the Graham Brown Band. We're running down some of the top 10 of the Rolling Stone magazine greatest 500 songs of all time. Number 2. It's the riff heard round the world, said Steven Van Zandt, guitarist for the E Street Band. The riff came to Keith Richards in a dream one night in May 1965 in his motel room in Clearwater, Florida, on the Rolling Stones' third U.S. tour. He woke up, grabbed a guitar and a cassette machine. Richards played the run of notes once, then fell back to sleep. On the tape, he later said, you can hear me drop the pick, and the rest is snoring. I can't get no satisfaction transformed the rickety jump and puppy love of early rock and roll into rock. The primal temper of Richards' creation played through a Gibson fuzz box, the sneering dismissal in Jagger's lyrics. It was a sound of a generation impatient to inherit the earth. 2 decades later, Jagger admitted that satisfaction was my view of the world, my frustration with everything. It was a litany of disgust with America, its advertising syndrome, the constant barrage, and 10 minutes by the motel pool the day after Richard's dream. They tried to cut the song a few days later on May 10th at the Chess Studios in Chicago. 2 days after that, they finished it at RCA Studios in Hollywood with the vital addition of that fuzz. That riff needed to sustain itself, Richard said, and Gibson had just brought out these little boxes. I Can't Get No Satisfaction, number 2. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe, rrradio.com.
Some money for sure. Do what I want every day of the month. At the times when I'm at work, yeah, 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 yeah. Such a fancy hobo. Oh, what a wasted clown. Hell, I got nothing to live for, brother. Pass that bottle round. I ain't suicidal. Nope, nowhere near. Only end I'm coming to is the bottom of this beer. And the day is mine to waste some time and some money for sure. Do what I want every day of the month. At the time when I'm at work. Yeah, 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 yeah. Myself a haircut and go get a bite to eat. They got some tasty bratwurst at the bar down the street. Gonna make some conversation, all sit there dumb and quiet. Any which way, all I got to say is I'm going out tonight. And the day is mine to waste some time and some money for sure. do what I want every day of the morning, except the time when I'm at work. Assemble them!
He won't buy, cause I be leaning in this load, and it makes his smile feel bright and heavy. Don't even have to try. Best get ready, my double back in a while. Dig this leaning load, we're gonna hit up that road. Dig this leaning load, we're gonna hit up that road. And my green sparkle can't have too much chrome. The worthwhile home puzzle out on the run. It's all custom, right down to the bit. We're gonna roll in this load till it's past time to split. Dig this leaning load, we're gonna eat up that road. Dig this leaning load, we're gonna eat up that road. Look out now, finna pass your by. We'll be right back.
no gangster for real. You're looking good, pretty baby, and you know how it feels. Just lean over some and don't be asking why. It's all right here, but things fully can die. Take this leaning low. We're gonna eat up that road. Take this leaning low. We're gonna eat up that road. You want some night crawling rules, if you know what I mean. Get your little funky lean, baby, help me tame that lean. Just stick that dip plug right onto your dash. You're feeling good, now ain't flashing no cash. Take this lean and load. We're gonna heat up that road. Take this lean and load. We're gonna heat up that road. Yeah, baby. Pass me on by. It's all custom now. Cheer me up a little bit.
We just heard Woody and Paul. We heard their tune, Ain't It Hard, on the web, woodyandpaul.com. Before that, we heard Sean Pittman, Lean and Load, on the web, seanpittman.com. Before that, we heard Dropkick. We heard their tune, Bad Line, on the web, dropkickmusic.co.uk. And opening the set, we heard Jonathan Burks. We heard his tune, Fancy Hobo, on the web, johnburks.com. Some of today's artists from show 150 have been brought to you by Music Alley from mevio.com, Adam Curry's formerly PodSafe Music Network. We appreciate it. Rolling Stones, top 500 songs of all time, number one. I wrote it, it didn't fail, it was straight. Bob Dylan said of his greatest song shortly after he recorded it in June 1965. There is no better description of Like a Rolling Stone, of its revolutionary design and execution, or the young man who just turned 24 who created it. Al Cooper, who played organ on the session, remembers today. There was no sheet music, it was totally by ear. It was totally disorganized, totally punk, it just happened. Like a Rolling Stone, number one. So there you have it, another episode of the Roots Rock Radio Show. I hope the big man and Amy Jade have a great journey. Rest in peace, both of you. Until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.